Hey there, direction seekers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's twists and turns. And today, we're diving into a topic that can feel as heavy as a lead weight sometimes. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh no, not another lecture on being positive, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions or pretending they didn't happen. It's about freeing yourself from the grip of past pain so you can move forward with more lightness and joy. You know that feeling when anger or resentment keeps you stuck in a loop, replaying those moments over and over? That's holding on to something that only weighs you down. Think of it like this. You wouldn't carry around a broken suitcase from a past trip, would you? Eventually, it starts to feel too heavy, and the jagged edges can even hurt you. Forgiveness is like taking that battered suitcase, acknowledging its impact, learning from the journey, and finally letting it go. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower of forgiveness? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize the power of choice. Forgiveness isn't a weakness, it's an act of strength. It's choosing not to be ruled by your past hurts and embracing the power to move forward. Remember, you can choose to hold on to bitterness or choose to release it. The choice is yours, and it's a powerful one. 2. Acknowledge your pain. Bottling up your feelings only makes things worse. Allow yourself to feel the hurt, anger, or sadness. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even expressing your emotions through art can be incredibly cathartic. Don't try to suppress it. Acknowledge it and let it flow through you. 3. Shift your perspective. This is where things get really interesting. Instead of focusing on the injustice you experienced, try to see the situation from a different angle. Was there anything you learned from the experience? Did it teach you valuable lessons about yourself or others? This doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, but finding a new understanding can help shift your focus from resentment to growth. 4. Practice empathy. It sounds counterintuitive, but trying to understand the other person's perspective can be incredibly liberating. What might have led them to act the way they did? Were they hurting, insecure, or facing their own challenges? Remember, everyone is carrying their own baggage. While this doesn't excuse their actions, it can help you cultivate compassion and ultimately let go of anger. 5. Focus on your healing. Forgiveness isn't about making amends, it's about making peace with yourself. This journey takes time, so be patient with yourself. Engage in self-care practices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Spend time in nature, connect with loved ones, or pursue hobbies that bring you joy. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut because of something someone did to you? You know, that one thing that keeps replaying in your head, stealing your peace, and making it hard to move forward? I've been there. Years ago, I went through a difficult breakup that left me feeling utterly devastated. The anger and resentment lingered for months, like a heavy fog clouding my thoughts. One day, I realized that holding on to this pain wasn't serving me. It was just preventing me from experiencing joy and happiness again. So, I decided to take the leap and try forgiveness. It wasn't easy, it felt awkward at first, like trying on an unfamiliar coat. But as I practiced empathy, shifted my perspective, and focused on my own healing, something remarkable happened. The fog started to lift. The anger subsided, replaced by a sense of liberation and peace. Forgiving doesn't mean forgetting or condoning what happened. It means choosing to release the grip of those past hurts so you can move forward with more lightness and joy. It's about taking back your power and reclaiming your future. Remember, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. A chance to break free from the shackles of the past and embrace the possibilities that lie ahead. So, my direction seekers, what are your thoughts? How do you approach forgiveness in your own life? Share your insights, stories, and struggles with me on social media. Don't forget to subscribe to The Direction Decoder, so you never miss an episode packed with real talk and practical tools for navigating the ups and downs of life. Remember, you are capable of incredible things. Don't let past pain hold you back from living your best life. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and never stop searching for direction.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.